in women's dress. I have decided to concentrate on middle-class women for two reasons. First, because they are part of the unexamined and vitally important mainstream of late 19th century American culture. Scholarly and popular analyses of exceptional women in America far outnumber studies of more typical women of the period. Second, I use as evidence the vast array of household objects that survive from the late 19th century. These objects were important in the everyday lives of the people who used them, women, and provide access to the regular cycles of daily activity often neglected by historians. But if these artifacts have the appeal of authenticity, they also have the frustration of silence. Women usually use them with knowledge passed on to them orally by their mothers or other women. They seldom recorded the daily routines of their lives in a complete manner. I yearned for the perfect letter or diary that described in minute detail the comings and goings, the pains and pleasures, the joys and sorrows of life as it was. Even if such a spectacular source exists, it is probably suspect. Who wrote about everything they did? Why they were not doing it? If we are interested in the commonality of experience for the unexceptional members of society, then we must accept the fact that our